Welcome to Wonder in Reality with Jim Harwell. Hi, welcome into part two of Why Is It Jesus? So someone may ask the question, if God loves the whole world, he wants to save everyone, then why are we on the earth? Why aren't we all in heaven? Why isn't everyone going to be saved? It leads to the questions that people fire away at God. Why is it that, tragically, according to what we as followers of Jesus believe, 70% or somewhere around that number of the people on the earth are not going to make it to heaven. They're going to end up in hell. This is horrible. This is so awful. It's very hard to even think about it. The first thing is we should never question God Almighty. Let's step back and let's realize that. Jesus said, I'll tell you whom you should fear. Fear him who, after your body and soul are destroyed, has the power to cast you into hell. He has that power. That doesn't mean that he does it. In fact, every person with our free will, we choose who we serve. God doesn't send anyone to hell. Every person, through their beliefs and actions on earth, will choose where they go for eternity. And so the answer to this is that, and it's so important, God, when he created mankind, created earth and put mankind, actually the earth was here for millions, even billions of years before man was here. Put man on the earth because, and again, gave him made him in his own image, which means that man is like God, has a free will and chooses what he or she does and who he or she serves. So it wouldn't work to just put man in heaven because man has a free will. This is so incredible, such an incredible truth. There's billions of angels God has created. They don't have a free will. They are just automatically in heaven. They serve God. Other questions people may have are things like, you know, look at the earth. 70% of the earth's population are following other faiths other than Jesus Christ. What about that? Many of these are good and great people. They're smart. How can this happen? Well, if we look at the whole Bible, we see that happened. It's been a pattern in human history that mankind turns their back on God, starting with the first two, Adam and Eve. But all through the Old Testament, we see even the Israelites continually, again and again, they would not follow God. They worship a calf. They worship Baal. God calls them stiff-necked. He was stubborn, and they just continually, this is 6,000 years of human history, but it's been a pattern. So this is nothing new. And then again, Jesus talked about it. He said, there are few who find him as life. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me. In another place, Jesus said, and this is an important truth and quote, he said, enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction. And there are many who go in by it. But he said, oh, how narrow is the gate and constricted is the way that leads to life. And there are few who find it. Quickly, about a walk with Jesus Christ. It is so simple. It is so normal. It's what human beings were intended to do. Don't look at the Protestant faith, the Catholic faith. Don't look at what humans are doing, because humans always mess things up. Yes, there's a few people who are walking with Jesus Christ. Amen. There's a lot. But for the most part, most people, generally, even among those who are followers of Jesus Christ, for the most part, they're not truly walking with him. They're trying in their own way or whatever, but don't look to man at all. Look to Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. For so long, you know, I would see the Protestants and Catholics, it's like, I don't want that. Well, that's not walking with Jesus. It's glorious. It's wonderful. It's what human beings were born and intended to do, is walk with God Almighty every day, their whole life, through the Holy Spirit, and then die and go to heaven. That's what human beings were intended to do. It is normal. It's simple. It's easy. Jesus said, "My yoke is easy. My burden is light." And everything in your life and existence becomes so much incredibly better, supernaturally better, put in the right order and perspective. Everything that's good, God created it. Everything. And the things that are bad and evil and negative, that comes from the fall of mankind, from sin, and from the devil. Every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father of light. So when we find Jesus Christ, he puts everything in its right order and he makes it infinitely better. God created all the things that are good, all the wonderful things, family, friends, career, health, happiness. He created sex. He created music. All of these things he created. He's an incredible, awesome God. So don't let any of these kind of perceptions of it being a burden or being negative or being boring, don't let that get in the way of truly finding God through Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit. There's so many objections that people can have. Two things quickly I want to cover as I finish up here. The first one, the question, well, what does happen when we die? What's this about eternity? Well, there's a heaven and there's a hell. Heaven is above us. It's glorious. It's so beautiful, it can't be described. In fact, there's more than 50, probably 60, or even more than 100 people who have been to heaven and have come back to earth and have written books about it and written videos, have done videos, and that they all say the same thing. In fact, there's a book that I've done that's called Heaven, 33 Stories from a Real Place. You can get that book. And it just, if you read it, even just from a mental perspective, there's a heaven. There's also a hell. It's in the middle of the earth. It's below us. People have been to hell and they've come back. So if someone's searching for the answer today, especially in modern times, there's answers right there. I mean, they can get the book about hell, books about hell, and read about it and see what it's like. And then decide for themselves what they, our eternity is eternally more important than our very short vapor of a life on the earth. Just finishing this message, why is it Jesus? Why so much emphasis on Jesus Christ? My first response to that is, we need more emphasis on Jesus Christ. Amen. He is the answer. He is the reason we can walk with God. He's the whole reason. Jesus became what we are, so we could become what he is. I didn't think of that statement. I've heard that. It's a great way to sum up really the Bible, to sum up the New Testament. It's all because of what Jesus Christ, of what he did, and that's just a glorious truth. Also, in terms of defense of walking with Jesus versus all the other faiths in the world, here's a main truth. We call it the Christian faith. Let's just call it Jesus Christ, the faith in Jesus Christ and following him and being one of his followers. It's the only faith in the world in which God came to earth as a man, lived like us, died for us, and rose again. That's the only faith that I know of. And that's so important. You know, there's many different paths, many different faiths. There's faiths. There's three main ones: Islam, Hindu, Buddhism. There's a lot of smaller ones, of course, but those are the main ones. Those all have a lot of followers. And I'm not experts on those faiths, but there's only one that has this claim. And so that's a central thing. If someone really wants to get into it and study it, then they can you know, look at the history and to see if that's true. Did that really happen? Did Jesus Christ, was he born on the earth? And did all those things happen in his life that are recorded in the Gospels? And then did he really die? And did he rise again? That's another aspect. But thank you for listening. This is part two of Why Is It Jesus? This is Jim with Wonder and Reality. Please visit our website, bridgeministries.org. We definitely can send you free and some of these books for free, the PDFs and others. Please email us at hello@bridgeministries.org. And we're hopefully soon we'll have a download button on the website where someone can just easily download these books. Thanks. And teachings. Okay.